So today I'd like to talk to you about Richard Lamar Dent, born December 13th, 1960 in Atlanta, Georgia. Richard Dent, the sack man, 6'5", 265 pounds, went to Tennessee State. 1983, he was in the eighth round, a 203rd draft pick. Played for the Chicago Bears, played for the San Francisco 49ers, for the Chicago Bears again, Indianapolis Colts, and the Philadelphia Eagles. He's got two Super Bowl championship rings. He's got one with the Bears and one with the Niners. He was the MVP in Super Bowl 20. Four-time Pro Bowler, four-time first-team All-Pro, NFL sacks leader back in 1985. 137.5 career sacks, 8 interceptions, 2 touchdowns. What a great football player. And back when the Bears were playing, he even showed up in the Super Bowl shuffle and was a part of that endeavor. But something that comes to my mind as I think about him being the sack man is that quarterbacks for the opposing team would feel overwhelmed. It just seemed that year that he could not be stopped. And he would sack at will. And I was thinking about that when I was thinking about what the Bible says about us being overwhelmed. And we can all feel overwhelmed at times. Sometimes it can be the result of too much work or responsibility. Other times it could be caused by things we can't even control, like a physical illness or something of a trauma when it comes to our emotions. Sometimes we can feel overwhelmed when everything is okay and we don't see any reason for feeling that way. Even things we enjoy can leave us feel overwhelmed if there's too much to do. We could face pressures from jobs or school, from friends and family, and from even temptations to sin. And these things can pile up and they can seem completely unmanageable. But fortunately, the Bible speaks to us about feeling overwhelmed. When we look at the Gospels, which are the first four books of the New Testament, Jesus shows us ways to prevent stress and that feeling of being overwhelmed. He was the sinless Son of God, but he often went away by himself to get away from large crowds, even from those that needed his help and healing. At times he retreated even from his disciples. Other times he retreated with his disciples. He said things like, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. It's not selfish of Jesus to get away from people and get together with God. It was a wise thing for him to seek time for his disciples to rest. So we can then assume that it's okay for us to spend time alone if we're feeling overwhelmed by people and responsibilities. And it's interesting to note that Jesus also enjoyed great peace in his inner man because of his trust in God. Even in the midst of the storm, he could sleep. Now, there's one occasion when Jesus described himself as feeling overwhelmed. It was in Gethsemane, just before his arrest, trial, and crucifixion. He began to be deeply distressed and troubled. And it says this, it says, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. He said those things to his disciples. Stay here and keep watch. And going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed. That's Mark 14, 33 through 35. So when we think about that, we can be overwhelmed by situations that face us. But there are three things that we can see here. First, Jesus was completely honest about how he felt. Secondly, he asked for help from friends. And third, he prayed. He took his burden to his Father. Now that's a good model for us. We must remember that God is the God of peace, Romans 15:33 and 1 Corinthians 14:33. And peace is the fruit of the Spirit and something we can ask God for anytime. We can have complete faith that he's going to answer our prayer. And it's clearly God's will to give us good things. And we know that his Spirit and the gifts he brings are good. We're told to set our minds in the Spirit because to set our mind in the Spirit is life and peace. So when we're feeling overwhelmed, it may also help to remove ourselves from the situation if possible. We may need to decrease our workload, knowing that it's not sinful to let go of some responsibilities that are wearing us down, while in any case we continue to rely on God's strength and pray for his peace. We know that he has promised to help us. God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountain fall into the sea. Psalm 46:1-2.